The Business News Hour is supported by the certified public accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us on this Wednesday afternoon as we wind home from another busy work day. Today's Wednesday. Let's see, tomorrow, Thursday. You know, only, what, four or five more working days till Monday. Yeah, just kind of what we do. With us in studio is the director of marketing for Tarot International. His name is Kyle Plummer. I was with Kyle last week, as a matter of fact, and Ro Crosby and Deborah Renner, as we were doing a TV video thing. We're going to talk a little bit about video. Welcome back, Kyle. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me again.
This is an interesting thing. I'm so grateful that you're in to talk about this, because just today, and I sent this, by the way, over to Deborah at Tarot. It's called The Pivot to Video, What Marketers Are Doing Out There. And I think this is really interesting, and it really plays well into our conversation. So here's the numbers. Digital media's mega trend is the big thing, moving to video. Globally, 47.4 minutes of online video will be watched daily this year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A 20% year-over-year increase, primarily driven by mobile, where viewing times will reach almost 29 minutes a day on
That's
mobile
incredible.
Phones. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's a 35% increase from just last year.
I'll tell you what, YouTube's doing pretty well then, because you can only see that trend continuing.
That's exactly right. And when we get into the weeds on this report, global digital video advertising is expected to reach $27.2 billion this year. Global, yeah.
I don't even really know what that means.
That's a lot of money.
That's too much money.
Yeah, that is up 23%, while TV accounted for $181 billion in global ad spend and $73 billion in the U.S. alone. So globally, television is still way out there ahead of YouTube and Snapchat and, you know, and Instagram. However, the numbers are narrowing. $73 billion spent on TV advertising in the United States. Globally, it's 27.3. So anyway, the numbers are continuing to rise. And 23% increase, yeah. And so lots of marketers are going to video to be able to engage their people. And that's kind of what you guys are doing.
Yeah, and it doesn't cost a lot. I mean, really, anybody can pick up a phone and make a video.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, there's different qualities and levels of it, but, you know, we started in video, a year and a half ago. We started making one. Well, we started the show later on, but in the beginning, we started making videos, just 1 to 2 minute videos every single week, every Tuesday, what we call the Tarot Tips videos.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that was really just to take a nugget of our business and research and to, you know, send it through a video and then push out to, you know, our different social channels just so somebody can grab something really quickly and then, you know, off on their way. And we didn't know what we were doing. We just wanted to jump in. We knew video was going there. It was already there. As you can see, it's continuing to just skyrocket. And then we decided we were going to make a show around Deb and Ro's book, Your Invisible Toolbox. And really, that was just a 17-minute show that kind of dove into or explored each chapter in depth. We brought, you know, different people on. You were on there last week just to have a discussion around interpersonal skills and this whole soft skills that, you know, we heard too much about. But it was really difficult to get into, but we're glad we did.
So I was on set with you last Tuesday, I think it was, or Monday. Monday. It's on Mondays.
Monday,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's on Mondays at 9:02.
9:03 a.m.
Why is it 9:03?
We did that because that really is a time where hopefully people, when they get in at, you know, if it's 8 a.m., I'd say the average person gets in at 8 a.m. That's when they've kind of started to work through their emails and they, you know, their cup of coffee is ready to be, you know, consumed. And they can tune in and join us for just 17 minutes. It's also a time that people should remember. 9:03 a.m. I mean, that's it's It's such a specific number that it hopefully clicks with you.
Got it.
That's kind of the theory around it. We don't know if that's necessarily true for people, but
I was on your set last week, and you're running the whole system. You're running the cameras, running the internet, and you've got another assistant there doing some still shots and making sure everything's right. If you were to guess. And this is kind of important because we're talking about this is with Tarot International, ladies and gentlemen. And we're talking with Kyle Plummer and a marketing director there. But I think this is important for other businesses to try to wrap their head around.
Absolutely.
So you built a set in a former conference room or a former office there, and you've got it nicely done. You know, it's got some cool colors to it. And the table and all the props and all that stuff and the camera and the lighting, which is very important. Got to do correct lighting. That's half of the project, as a matter of fact. What do you think all that stuff cost?
What does it cost?
I've got to guess.
And when I say it, it doesn't mean that if somebody is looking to get into it, they have to spend that much.
Correct.
I think what we have invested now with the backdrop, with all the software equipment, with the camera and the lighting, I mean, you're talking in the thousands.
Yeah.
And I can't give you a specific number, but
I would guess
you're
just
in the
based
thousands.
On yeah, I would guess just based on my knowledge of all this stuff, the lights and the backdrop and the cords and the stuff and the computer and the hookup and you've got a T1 line and all these other kinds of things to make it happen, I would bet you're somewhere in the neighborhood of $6,000 to $8,000. I would think. Somewhere in that neighborhood. It might be a little higher. But what happens is when you're doing this, you're creating content that you are in control of.
Exactly.
So you're not paying somebody else.
Right.
You know, if we were to do it, so for example, and ladies and gentlemen, this is very important for you to hear and listen to. If I was coming out to do, let's say, a 5-minute video for you, it might cost you guys, $1,000, $1,500. All right. But you're not spending that every week. You've already got it in the goods and in the stuff, and so you're not having to respend that
right
week after week after week.
Well, and that's something that we talked about, and then when Roe and Deb wanted to build this show, and you know, I looked at him and I said, I don't have any experience in video production. But then you think about, like you said, if you were to go to a professional organization, granted they're going to be doing a better job than where I was at when I first started. It's all practice, and so that's kind of how we look at it. And I think if anyone's looking to get into it, that's how they should come into it, is just start where you're at.
Right.
Get yourself a camera, whether that's either on your phone or you get something like a cheap DSLR, and just start shooting. And then as you progress through it, then you can invest more money in the lighting, and you can invest more money into the equipment and the cameras, and all that stuff just builds on. And you just have to start somewhere, and that's where we started. And you look at some of the earlier things that we created, and just the progression of it.
Yeah, exactly.
It
just happens with experience. One of the things, and this is kind of on topic, I saw today, there was a video done by a guy out in California for his girlfriend's 1996 Honda Accord. That was it.
Honda Accord. Okay.
Jeez, Michael, come on. Anyway, so it he was asking $500 for this. Okay. So, but he did this really cool video that lasts about a minute and 40 seconds. You know what the bid was on eBay? $21,000 for this car. It's a $500.
Really?
Yeah. And it all, I mean, this thing has gone viral, this video. And it's really a parody on other car commercials. But it just proves the point. You know, if you do something well, people will respond.
Exactly.
What kind of analytics are you seeing from the show?
Do you have something specific you're thinking of?
Yeah, how many viewers? What do you think?
Viewers, I mean, typically what we're getting on the show, we get, every show is going to end up over 100 views, 200 views.
Yep.
That's kind of the ballpark right now. Our other videos are in the thousands, so we're trying to get there, and that's all a matter of time.
But it rests forever out there, too.
It rests forever, yeah. And that's something that hopefully, as long as YouTube's there, it'll continue to get traffic. I actually did check the analytics. I wrote something down here. So for people that are interested, I looked at, what kind of demographics are we looking at here? And it was actually the same that it was when he first started, and I don't know what the reason is. But people that come out to the show are, our two biggest segments are 25 to 34-year-old males and 45 to 54-year-old females.
Interesting.
I don't know why that is the case. I mean, the show is for really anybody, but that's the two segments that we've seen the biggest spike in since the beginning, and it's kind of stayed there, and I don't know what it is.
How do people find it? I mean, how do people know where to look? How do you market that side?
So we mark, are you looking as somebody that's interested to look at it, or how do we get the traffic to it?
How do you guys get the traffic to it? I mean, are you saying coming up today, this is what we're going to talk about? Where do you put that? Is it on LinkedIn? Is it on Twitter? What do you do?
Yeah, we do a lot of different things, and I'll be an open book with it, but we have a good base of graduates that come through our programs. Mm-hmm. So, through emails to them, we talk about it in the classroom. It's really a support to them, so we try to make it available as much as possible. A lot of traffic actually comes from other videos that we've hosted out on YouTube that's getting organic traffic. We just started to get into Facebook advertising. I don't know if you do a lot of that, but we're trying to figure out that beast. But
what's so nice about that is you can target that so
you can
easily.
Yeah, you can target specific people that are looking for specific things.
Age groups and you can say, okay, look, if we want to hit all the people in Canada for a row, you can go ahead and target Canada. Kyle Plummer, ladies and gentlemen, is the director of marketing at Taro International about video. So what do you want to do with this? 5 years down the road, what are your goals?
Well, the whole reason we started was it was really an education piece. It was a support to what we do in the classroom. It was a support to the book. What I see us doing is really, and I've been using this a lot lately, is it's really a movement. I mean, we're in a time where we're driven by our technology. We're looking at our phones. People are, people in my generation and even younger ones that are going to enter up in the workforce are having trouble communicating, and there's just some barrier. And so really what we're trying to do is to bring together a community of people that are interested in becoming successful with their communication skills.
And one of the things that is so great about this, you have your script already written every week because you're following the book, Your Invisible
Toolbox. Exactly. I mean, so we have stuff to talk about.
Yeah, there's 100 chapters in there. And so you can do a chapter a week, and you got a long time to go.
Yeah, yeah. And just between when the next year rolls over and we got to do it, the same chapters over again, we have different guests on there.
Exactly.
We got different research to pull in. So it's not the same thing over and over again. It's really just kind of the umbrella or the topic. And then we can, deviate from.
And where
from
can
there.
People find your videos? Can they go to YouTube or do you want them to go to your website?
I would say the easiest thing that I tell people is to go to YouTube and type in either Taro International or you type in Your Invisible Toolbox.
And there it is.
And there you go.
And we will, by the way, have links to all of that. Thank you, Kyle, for doing this, man.
No, thank you.
Good stuff. The utilization of video, and this is from a training organization. I think it's fabulous, the neat stuff that they're doing. Kyle Plummer, thanks so very much for doing it.
Thank you.
Do appreciate it. All right, we've got to go on out of here. Our producer today is, he's not Tyler Hackenmiller. No, it's not Jerry Lee. It is Dustin Halderson. He's back. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Very cool. Program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. Liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Jeff Delvaux is the general manager for the radio station. James Goodlett produced the music that you're listening to right now. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Inside on Business, the NewsHour. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, have yourself a wonderful evening. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.